Many states are rethinking their decisions to grant driver's licenses to legal and illegal immigrants. Most of the hijackers in the September 11th attacks had U.S. licenses. Only a few states have added new laws, but others are having heated debates over immigrant rights and homeland security. John Dankosky of member station WNPR reports from Hartford, Connecticut.
A busload of immigrants, mostly from South America, pulls up in front of the state legislative office building in Hartford. Many work as janitors in southern Connecticut, and few speak English. They're here to testify at a public hearing on proposed rules changes by the State Department of Motor Vehicles. The group is upset at the DMV's emergency restrictions put in place in February that keep people with temporary visas and questionable legal status from getting a Connecticut driver's license. The new rules also require more paperwork from the INS. They say this has had the effect of making it much more difficult for immigrants to drive in the state. Inez Ondina Reyes works at Clairol in Stamford.
Los inmigrantes que tienen permiso de trabajo han venido a trabajar para subsistir y para labrar un mejor futuro.
Immigrants like myself who have working permits are here to work for a living and to build a better future. These DMV regulations undercut immigrants' independence, not only negatively affecting this particular group of people, but also businesses, other drivers in the community, the city, and the economy in general.
Teresa Younger of the Connecticut Civil Liberties Union points out that many of these people have already been given the right to work in the U.S., but need cars to get to those jobs.
They are denying somebody's access to drive to work, to take their children to school, to take their children to doctor's appointments. That is critical lifetime stuff.
And Younger says giving these immigrants the right to drive also makes the road safer. It keeps their names in a database of drivers, makes sure they're tested for safe driving, and requires that they carry insurance. But Bill Seymour, spokesman for the Connecticut DMV, says people have to realize that a driver's license isn't just a document that grants you the right to drive.
We have to start with the proposition that the driver's license has become a de facto identity card. It has now become used more so as an identity card on a routine and daily basis for people than it has on their status in order to drive a vehicle.
Seymour says the state has already stopped using out-of-state driver's licenses as a primary form of ID, in part because Connecticut can't vouch for other states' security systems.
It's become our responsibility to ensure that the people are who they say they are, and that they're just not traveling through here, picking up an ID and using it to either buy airline tickets or rent apartments.
The American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators has supported tougher regulations and is pushing for new federal license standards that would apply in every state. Analyst Marty Dinnerstein wrote a report on the issue, published by the Center for Immigration Studies. She says stricter national rules would cut down on a thriving black market for ID cards among illegal immigrants in the U.S. and help law enforcement find those abusing the system.
How are we going to protect ourselves from terrorists within? If we permit 9 million people to live here illegally and yet do nothing to protect the integrity of our core identity document.
But opponents say it's not just illegal immigrants who are affected. They say the Connecticut rules are most unfair to some 30,000 people who have some legal documentation but may be denied driver's licenses. Many at the public hearing in Hartford testified that they've already been turned down despite what they believe to be proper documents. Immigration lawyer Elizabeth Leet says it should be the federal government's job to worry about immigration. It shouldn't be left to those behind the DMV counter.
It's an extremely complicated field. They think that they can train individual examiners to judge the accuracy of documents and whether or not they show that you're legally in this United States. I just think they're crazy. It's going to be a bureaucratic nightmare.
The federal government has also become concerned about immigration and driver's licenses. Three bills are now pending in Congress. One would tie the driver's license expiration to the expiration of a visa. Another would link all state motor vehicle databases. The third would impose federal standards on driver's license identification.